And Father Ethan, as you're talking about this, we're not meant to be alone. We're not meant. I was even thinking about the gospel reading yesterday. And even though it's not maybe the part that we focused on, Jesus sent out his apostles. It says he called the 12 and he sent them out two by two. He didn't send them out individually. They were to journey together in pairs to go out and do the work that he had commissioned them at that point in the gospel story.
That's right. And we are on this journey together. And by going out two by two, we support each other. We encourage each other on the way. There's a story of this video I saw with Pope Francis, and there was a little boy who had come up, and he was going to ask Pope Francis a question. His father had passed away, and so he was struggling with that. As he came up to ask the question, he was overcome by fear. You could understand he was in front of a lot of people. There were cameras, and it's the Pope. And so this little boy, he's probably about 7 years old, steps up to the microphone, and he just starts crying. He can't ask the question. So the Pope was listening. He was open. And finally, he just tells the boy, he says, "Come here." And so the little seven-year-old boy comes up to the Pope, and the Pope embraces him. And he puts his hand around his head, he puts his other hand on his shoulder, and he says, "You whisper your question into my ear." And so the little boy whispers his question into his ear, and he goes back and sits down. And then Pope Francis, he had asked for permission to ask the question, so he asked the question out to the crowd. But more than the question, it's just this beautiful accompaniment that you see the Pope having with this little boy who's crying, who can't stand the fear and everything else, all those feelings of being scared and everything else that's coming up. The Pope recognized that and journeyed with him. So like you're saying, Josh, that accompaniment, as Jesus sends them out two by two, there's an encouragement, there's this walking together, there's this journeying together in good times and in bad, you know, in rich times and for poor. I think that's what marriage is, an accompaniment as well, where we're supporting each other even when it's scary. We're saying it's okay. We're in this together.
Right. Well, and marriage seems to me for the majority of, you know, the population that would be a very natural place for most of us to start if we are in that marital relationship, that we would look to our spouse as that one who at times maybe we're the one accompanying them when they need it, and at other times they're accompanying us when we need it. Would that be how you would see that as well?
Absolutely. And in the vows that you take, you know, for rich or for poor, for sick or in good health, we entrust ourselves to that other person and we journey with them. And that's the beautiful thing. That's the scary thing, is that we surrender, we open up to another person in such a beautiful way. But it's in that mutuality. There's a graced mutuality that when we open up and we start to reveal ourselves to another person, and we can see there's a divine precious life within that other person. There's a mutuality, and I'm revealing myself to this other person, and they're revealing themselves to me. And it doesn't have to be pretty. It could be ugly. It could be our deep, dark secrets, and it's a little scary. But in that mutuality, we're reverencing the other person, giving them this awe, this wonder, this space for them to be themselves, recognizing that they're created by God. They're human, but there's just something really special within them. And so it's in that. Beautiful cherishing and tender reverencing of the other person, that there's this humility, and you start to see the kingdom of God coming up in that space. And so, yes, a marriage, a holy matrimony, is where the couples come together and they make the vows. They promise each other, "I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to accompany you. I'm going to be on this journey with you until death do us part."